VIA officials say providing cost-effective public transportation in outlying areas is tough, unlike the urban core where bus stops and bus riders dot many corners. Service is often limited to just once an hour on the edges of the city. Bus riders are also lured away by Uber and Lyft. But VIA marketing director Rick Lemie believes they have found a solution called VIA Link. He says riders can use the VIA Link smartphone app to book and pay for a ride. Riders then go to a designated pickup point for a yellow cab minivan. The minivan can then take riders to a nearby destination or to a bus stop with major connections across town. Lemie says it's cheaper than Uber and Lyft to get across the city.
We have limited resources as well, so we're much more efficient running a smaller minivan than a big bus. So, and it's about the same cost, which moves more people to get them to more destinations more efficiently.
VIA reports 20,000 riders have taken part in the pilot program that ends this month. Riders surveyed nearly gave it a score of 5 on a 1-5 scale. Three traditional bus routes are coming to an end on the northeast side, however, and senior rider Teresa Berlenga wishes VIA would reconsider one. It includes stops for shopping, banking, and groceries. It made it easy for her and others to simply get on and off a bus.
One of the routes is going to close down, and it is all business. So the people should have the choice of being able to get to those businesses if they wish to do so.
She says the public should have more time to comment on the bus route changes. She says switching between public transportation vehicles is harder on some seniors and the physically challenged. Many seniors don't use apps, but VIA says transportation can be arranged by phone. VIA says there's been plenty of time for public comment since the pilot program began last August. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.